When you hear the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with Matt Olin. And Matt, I hope you went off to this movie, you know, jumping off a crotch rocket through a ring of fire and across a shark-infested pool, because it's The Fall Guy, a film all about stunt doubles. Well, there's a, you know, a love plot, right. Blah, blah, blah. But it's about the stuntman.
It definitely is. Yeah, I do that stuff every day, by the way.
Yeah, that's how I get to work.
Actually. But yes, this is a tribute to stunt people, the stunt men, stunt women. That's really what the movie is. It's directed by David Leitch, who is a former stuntman, and he's become a director and a pretty successful director. He directed Deadpool 2 and the John Wick film in 2014. And so really, it's, you know, it's loosely based on the Lee Majors Fall Guy TV show from the early to mid 80s. Please stay for the end of the credits, by the way. That's all I will say. Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt. Yes, it's kind of like a rom-com slash stunt movie. So he's a stunt man played by, yeah, a very specific.
It's an action movie within an action movie with a rom-com plot,
yes,
right?
Yes, a very, yeah, very specific genre.
Sounds very American.
Gosling plays Colt Seavers, the same character Lee Majors played. He's a stunt man. He suffers a wicked accident early in the movie, which you see in the trailer. And then, you know, he ends up on this movie set in Australia. And his ex-girlfriend, played by Emily Blunt, is now the director of the movie. And they're on the outs now. And, of course, you know, in all romantic films, there's got to be that, you know, they're on the outs at some point. They hate each other. I can't stand you. And we know that where that's going.
Yeah.
So the real star of this movie, you know, Gosling and Blunt are great together. They were at the Oscars together and kind of played up the Barbie-Oppenheimer rivalry films they were in, of course. And they have great chemistry. Gosling, his timing is so impeccable. When you watch him, the comic timing he has.
I've really come around on him. Kind of wrote him off as just sort of pretty boy, mm-hmm, which I was like, okay, I'm going to look at you. That's fine. especially shirtless.
He is shirtless in this movie a couple times.
Well, hey, sign me up. but he's really got some good chops.
So what this film has going for it is Gosling and Blunt and also the stunts. Okay, the stunts are amazing. It's an excuse to try to get the stunt category, yeah, at the Oscars, which has long been discussed. And a lot of times in this movie, we'll see the stunts. They'll have them do it again. So it's a movie within a movie, as you know, yeah, as you said. So there's one sequence where we see Gosling redo this stunt over and over and, yeah, over again, where he's on fire and gets thrown into a rock, and they do it like five or six times, yeah, different angles. So it's kind of an excuse for David Leitch to show audiences, this is how we do stunt work in movies. There's some great stunt work in the movie.
Yeah.
The problem with the film is the third act. The third act gets long, it gets confusing, and it goes on and on and on, and it just about ruins the film. It's still a good film. I liked it for the most part, but the third act gets crazy. The screenplay is the problem here. Drew Pearce wrote the screenplay, and it's bonkers. I mean, the plot is so crazy and unrealistic. There's cross and double cross going on in the set. I can't tell you what that involves. Hannah Waddingham plays the producer of the film. She's from Ted Lasso fame. Aaron Taylor Johnson, rumored to be the next James Bond, plays Tom Ryder. So he's the film star who's kind of like this Tom Cruise film star who claims to do his stunts. Cruise does, of course, but he really doesn't. Colt Seavers does all the stunts for him.
Yeah.
And so he's part of this cross, double cross plot as well.
Yeah. Well, the trailer made it look like all of a sudden the stunt guy who's used to playing an action hero suddenly has to be a hero in real life, like kind of, yeah, like a real life Jason Bourne.
Yep, that's basically true. I can't go into too much detail because the plot is nuts and it's bonkers and it involves bad guys and cross and double cross. And what is Hannah Waddingham up to as the producer of the film? Blunt's the director of the film. So it really gets confusing. The screenplay, I think, needed work. It needed to be tightened at the end. And this film underperformed at the box office. So it made $28 million. It's the first big blockbuster of the summer. Yes, summer movie season starts in early May now, has for years. You'd think $28 million is a pretty good opening, but this film was marketed heavily. They had two big stars. It's marketed heavily. Gosling's coming off playing Ken and Barbie. They were hoping for $35 to $40 million. So why did it underperform? It's an original story based on an old TV show. That could have something to do with it. Not really sure, but it did underperform, and so there's some fallout as to why The Fall Guy didn't quite, you know, become this mega box office hit. And I do expect that it probably will drop off this weekend. But I liked about 70% of it, but the third act is bonkers. But the stunt work, if you want to go see stunt work and Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, yeah, that's the reason to go.
Well, I read an interesting article on NPR about on NPR's website about this film, and the director had said, you know, I don't want to be using CGI. And then they interviewed some of the people who are actually stunt characters, because Ryan Gosling is not doing his own stunts in this film. And they said, yeah, we had to do that fire scene. I think there was a day where one of the stunt guys had been set on fire 8 times in a single day.
And they show that in the movie.
You know, it's kind of shocking, at least to me, thinking about this now. Why isn't there a stunt category in the Oscars? These have got to be some of the hardest working, most talented people around.
So I think there is next year. That's, again, don't quote me on this, because I remember hearing something about two new categories at the Oscars, and I should have checked this before.
Oh, yeah, I heard casting director.
Yeah, casting is a weird one, and stunts. And I'll double check this, Ashley. But I think there is a stunt category next year, because look at Mad Max Fury Road. That would have won the stunt Oscar the year it came out. And
I mean,
how about the chariot race and Ben-Hur?
Special effects?
Yeah, there's visual effects. Yeah. That's still a category. But that's very different from stunt work. No, it's very different from stunt work. So I will double check that and let listeners know next week if there is a stunt category. But certainly before the film starts, David Leitch and Ryan Gosling do this little Q&A funny thing where they're kind of suggesting there needs to be a stunt category at the Oscars. So it's a tribute to stunt people. There's some great stunts. That's the reason to go. It's a little too long. Third act gets bonkers. But overall, I liked it okay, but why it underperformed is probably an answer to be, or question to be answered on when we get further out from this debut. Not really sure why it did. Original stories are hard to sell. You need a franchise typically to kind of move the market, and Oppenheimer benefited from the Barbie thing last summer.
Yeah.
So a little underperformed. We'll see where this goes in its second weekend out.
All right. Well, the director of this film, as you mentioned, had a successful career as a stuntman, including being a stuntman for an A-lister who went on to win an Oscar for being a stuntman.
Won an Oscar for being a stuntman.
I will say it was one of your favorite films.
Oh, really?
Of
A-lister.
2019.
Yes. Brad Pitt.
Yep.
He was Brad Pitt's stunt double, that's right, who played DiCaprio's stunt double in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Very good.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.